This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. The vibes are high. It is NFL
They were until this song came on.
Yeah. No, man. I feel like Dylan's he's expanding the route tree here.
What's wrong with this song, Squidbilly?
Yeah. It sucks.
He's expanding the route tree.
What's wrong with it?
This is something, and he's probably listening in the bullpen back there. This is something normally you'd hear like Bo Johnson play on the Steakhouse. This has a definite, like, you know, Elton John vibe to it, whatever this is.
This ain't our vibe, dude.
I don't mind it, man. Like I said, the vibes are high. You can't knock me off this pedestal.
I'd rather you play Drake.
Yeah. Hey, don't tempt him with a good time.
Yeah, I'm about to say, don't tempt me.
I don't know. But
I mean,
you know,
Kenny G doesn't do it for me.
Dylan at this point is just trying to recruit the aliens to study him, all right? Because, you know,
well,
he says that they're gonna check him out.
Depending on what, you know, all comes with an alien checkup, I may or may not be interested.
Whoa. Pause.
No.
Pause. I'm not even going there. Don't even just stop talking.
Dylan,
there's no way to rescue yourself from that.
Dylan,
stop.
I love you. I respect you, but you have lost mic privileges. I'm speaking as management now. You have twice.
He said he might be into it. He might be into the probe.
I mean,
stop.
No, bro.
No, stop.
I don't want to hear what I don't want to hear about you and Simone and what y'all do and what aliens can come in with y'all.
Dude.
Y'all just hard stop.
Oh, I got tears coming out of my eyes.
Hard pause, right, Mike?
Pivot. Look,
pivot.
Bo is going to leave Casa del Squidbilly tomorrow because he is headed down. The NFL draft is coming, and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home of the most complete draft coverage in Atlanta. Join us starting at Thursday at 7 p.m. as Mike Conti, Wes Durham, Dave Archer, and Squidbilly take you through the first round of the draft live from Mercedes-Benz Stadium and stay with us all weekend long for pick-by-pick coverage and late-night wrap-up shows. It's all brought to you by your local Honda dealers and by Window Nation. Buy four windows, get four free. The NFL draft starting Thursday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Bo, before I get to my scenario for you, I want you to talk a little bit about the vibes last year at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. The Pennix news was coming out. It's kind of leaking. Everybody kind of knew it was coming. I know that I can't remember who it was sitting at the table with Conti talking about the pick before it actually happened. But the vibes when Michael Penix was announced at the draft party at Mercedes-Benz. Confusion.
Shock.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's crazy seeing a building like Mercedes-Benz. You know, you're on the floor and it's wide open. There's people everywhere. Everyone, there's games being played. Children are crying and playing. And then the entire building just goes silent.
Like, what?
That's what happened.
What?
Now, it was crazy. It was a lot of questions being asked and what was going on. And I think now we all look back on it a year later. And look, everyone's going to – there's always going to be the – it's like that quote that I read earlier from Winston Churchill. The people that want to be negative are going to throw negative stuff out there about it now.
Sure.
And this and that and revisionist history and, well, if you were going to do that, you should have done this. And, you know, everyone has this crystal ball when you make decisions. Like, you knew everything was going to play out in front of you and or behind you. But it was just – I think the main thing was confusion, because when you signed Kirk Cousins, it was kind of under the guise of, okay, we're putting our money on the offensive side of the ball. Now we'll go draft defense and let's go play for something. Let's go play for a Super Bowl. And that pick threw that thought process kind of in disarray.
Yeah, it definitely did. And there was a lot of confusion. And, you know, I did a live reaction on the phone right afterwards. And more people than in the history of this station listened the Friday after the draft. It was like the busiest day in the history of 99 the game. Everybody wanted to hear where it was. We were still confused. We had a chance to talk to Kalen DeBoer that day on the show. I'll never forget that. And just try to get good positive vibes around what Michael Penix was. And here we are a year later with some answered questions and still even more, because, you know, you wanted an edge rusher last year. You didn't get it. You tried to get some defensive line help in, you know, second, third, fourth rounds, and it didn't improve the pass rush last year. Now, what is that going to look like this year, and what can you get done in this draft as far as that goes is the remaining questions that we'll try to answer tomorrow night, Friday, into the weekend. Bo and I will be live Saturday, noon to 4, to be able to take you through all that and our thoughts on that. You threw out the scenario to me earlier. If you could trade back to the end of the first, pick up an extra pick, get Walter Nolan some point in the late 20s, and then Nick Scorton at some point with your next pick, whatever the trade back was, or however you could pick that up. I don't know that Nick Scorton's not going to, and I think we've been on this for months. Mark Ross was on it yesterday. A number of people that were visiting. Nick Scorton seems to be gaining steam. So here's the scenario I want to throw out at you, and you can kind of grade where I'm going with this. What if, Bo, we were at 15, you draft Kelvin Banks, the offensive tackle out of Texas, who we have been linked to, private workouts, whatever else you want to call it. And then you get back into the second round, possibly trade up, because we've done that before, possibly trade up in the second round, and you get a Donovan Azaraku, the All-American defensive end who had great numbers out of Boston College. There are some questions about what he is exactly at the next level, but Kelvin Banks, Donovan Azaraku, where are you feeling about that if we come out of Thursday and Friday with those two guys?
I'm okay with Kelvin Banks. Okay, here's the deal. I'm not going to go against what I've said. If you defensive playmaker, and if you get a trench player, if you get an offensive player, it better be a trench player. And I think Kelvin Banks is a good tackle. I think he could throw. I'm interested if he could play right tackle, because I know he's been a fixture at left tackle at Texas for, what, 3 year starter. They were very good in the trenches. And you still got Scorton, who is I think is going to be a phenomenal player in the league. He might not be 15 sacks a year, but I think he could be 7 to 10 for what, 10 years of his career, something like that.
Yeah.
And your football team is better overall. Some don't think that he has the ideal length to be a consistent finisher against some of these top tier guys. So are you better off having him than Caleb McGarry? I don't know. But he can play left, and you can move Jake over to right if you wanted, and let Jake continue to be your blindside guy. Because, yes, Jake Matthews can play right tackle, guys. No one's ever said he couldn't. It's the fact that you can't move Caleb McGarry to left. That's what we've always said, right,
can't
Mike?
Do it. There's no way. Zero chance.
And just like when people say, well, just move McGarry inside to play guard. Oh, yeah, that's so easy. But I'm less okay with that one, because to me, if you're going to go tackle, I think you could. If you're going to do the Banks thing, I think you could probably get it in the second round. Okay, I think maybe he would be there in the second round because of some thoughts. Because some people even have him as a guard. So I'm less. To me, that one is less on my list, because I personally think Scorton's a first-round talent. I know Walter Nolan is. I don't know about Kelvin Banks, and that's the case. But here's the deal. You're making your trenches better with both picks. That's how you win championships.
Yeah.
So I can't be mad is what I'm saying.
And that's presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
And that's the key point that I think you and I are both kind of taking away from the next two nights, right? The next two nights. You don't have a third. Right now, you don't have a third. I think if you can add something in the top four rounds, that is best case scenario, no matter how you want to slice it, because you do need picks and you have needs all over the place. We have, you know, we've signed players at all positions, right? We've signed a safety. We signed Divine Diablo. We signed Leonard Floyd. We signed people all over the place. Doesn't mean that they're going to come in here and be any better than what you've had in the past. But if you can start to build up the depth in that front seven, which you started to do last year, I think people forget that, right? You went with Rook and Brandon Dorlus and Braylon Trice and everything else you had going on, J.D. Bertrand, even Zion Logue, who is no longer part of the squad, you drafted him last year. So you made an effort last year to get better in the front seven. I think that's what everybody really, offensive line and front seven this year, is looking for with the limited picks. If you can amp that up and continue to grow this young roster and, you know, possibly move a guy around like a Jake Matthews. Jake Matthews can play anywhere. Do people not remember Jake Matthews' dad? 20 years and played all five positions and went to the Pro Bowl at all five positions. People tend to forget what Jake Matthews' dad, Bruce, was like. All right, that Jake Matthews can play anywhere. Caleb McGarry, though, in my opinion, because I've been in those shoes before, is getting everything possible out of his ability. Caleb McGarry is getting everything. And that is a tip of the cap to Caleb McGarry, because Caleb McGarry is a little bit more limited athletically, to put it lightly, in what he's doing at right tackle. He's getting everything possible out of his athleticism. If you were suddenly after, I don't know, if you include high school, college, whatever it may be, to flip him and say, hey, you need to go play left, it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen for him to play guard either.
And he's improved.
Definitely.
And I think people forget that Jake Matthews played guard in college, did he not?
He played right tackle in college.
I think he played guard or like his.
Yeah, you know why? Because year. I know he played right, because remember Luke Jokel played left, who was a first-round draft pick by the Jags. I don't know about the guard thing, but his dad played center for a little bit and went to the Pro Bowl.
I want to say that Jake Matthews played a little bit of guard when he was in college, and I'll have to double check. But it wasn't a lot. It was just early in his career.
Sure.
And I'll double check. But yeah. Look, it's the thing that people don't give credit to me. What frustrates the hell out of me with Caleb McGarry is he's progressed in his career. And to your point, he's getting everything out of it. He's never going to be good against speed rush guys.
He's not.
That's like some guys can't dribble to their left. They can't go to their left in basketball.
Yeah.
He can't do speed rushers.
And by the way, there are a lot of right tackles that are not great against speed rush in the NFL. That's why they're not getting paid the left tackle money that you see. That's why they're usually not at that position.